Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, if someone is on, I don't know, in Guam. today, I'm going to be short and sweet, basically. What I want to talk about with you are the project instructions, because I think it's good to go over that, what our processes are, what the expectation is, and how you can be successful. So with that, just look at these concentric habits. When you think about a job, when you think about the internship, which Kevin has said, we'd like for you to think about it as a job, maybe a part-time job since you're only doing 10 hours a week. We want you to think of it as, what if this was going to, and in many cases it is, a customer? What if this was going to a client? You know, this is front-facing. We have the managers, we have the leaders, we have everyone looking at it. You know, and we want you to take some sort of pleasure or delight in your job. We want you to see clearly how what you're doing is enhancing your skills. If for any reason you feel like it's busy work or it's not enhancing your skills, then as Kevin said, you need to communicate that with your manager, with us. And believe me, I saw an email from Kevin this week and he laid out like 5 things he needed done. So there's things to do that will align with what you're trying to do in the internship if you don't feel that. Listen, you know, listen to others, listen to your managers, you know, listen to the task at hand. Part of what we're going to talk about tonight is the charter, today is the charter and how the charter helps you understand. So the charter in really is a way of listening to or making sure you understand what's being asked of you. And the creation of it, we give you a wide room, a wide expanse to own your projects. I mean, we're going to miss Andre for that reason. Andre took his projects and he took ownership of them. And he said, this is what I think the next step is. Am I clear? You know, he would say, am I clear on what the expectation is? So we want you to create your projects. If they seem too simple and you can see a way to make it more robust, do it. Document that in your charter and do it. Check it in. Empower yourself. And most of all, we talked about mental diamonds last week. We do expect you to think, you know, think it over. Don't just say, what do you want me to do? And where's my rubric? We want you to think your project through. We want you to expand it to get everything you can get out of it. Now let's break that down. Next slide, please. Okay, so, you know, we audit every week, and then at major junctures, we do heavy audits. I mean, we, you know, look for every dotted I and every cross T. But in this last week, we noticed that there were several interns that didn't make their hours. And that was, I questioned that. I give a little latitude. When you come back from a long break, like winter break or Thanksgiving, fall break, and things like that, it's hard to get back into the grind. It's hard for all of us to get back in the grind. But hey, here we are at the end of January, and I don't understand why hours weren't made last week. So that needs to be corrected. Okay, there's several projects that are behind schedule. And the lead of project management, Marjorie, usually, maybe the first time you don't make deadline, she might extend it. Okay, you may have that same experience with professors. When you don't turn an assignment, they say, okay, you know, I'll give you an extension. But when this becomes a pathology, when we start to notice that we are, you know, thus, and believe me, down the road, you have to think in terms, as I've said so often, that your project is not in a vacuum. What you're doing is set up, let's use IT support. Let's use, I'm not picking on you, Charlene, but because Andre was exceptional, you know, you have a deadline on making a video. Well, we're not doing that just for busy work. We're doing that and we need that done because a new group of interns are coming in and we want that video to be current. you know, or we need that for cybersecurity so that people understand how to set up a VM or whatever the case may be. So it's not just willy-nilly, okay, whenever I get it done. You have a deadline for a reason. We have coordinated that with all the other projects, not just in your department, but in other departments, because we know where we have to get and when we have to get there. Now, you should assume that, or, you know, we can burden you with all five departments and one coming in analytics. I mean, we can burden you with that and every milestone on the strategic or leadership level that makes this company run, or you can just take ownership of your project and its due date and its milestones and time manage to get that done. Okay. And it's not just the interns, it's the managers. The department meetings can be more effective. More things can happen in those department meetings than just, if somebody has a project, the managers need to say, where's that project? You know, where are you on that project? Are you making your milestones and all that kinds of stuff? And we're going to, if we have to, retrain the managers to make sure that happens. It's not just a conversation period. Excuse me. If that was the case, you'd much rather be talking with your children or your SO. You know, it's there to be productive. Your time is valuable, and the deadlines for our company are valuable. Communication. Kevin has emphasized this. I emphasize this. Your manager should emphasize this. Intern to intern should emphasize this. We are a virtual environment, and we have the capability to do everything except touch one another, physically touch one another. So we have so many communication channels and avenues for you to be successful, to let us know. It could be anything, that you're going to be late for your meeting, that you can't make your meeting. The minute that you see that there's going to be some sort of aberration or modification to the schedule that you know you have, the second thought should be, I need to contact my manager, or I need to contact Doc, or I need to tell somebody. That should be your second thought. And when you think about it, at a job, even with me, I'm a virtual employee, I'm on salary, I schedule my own time, but if I'm going to be out somewhere, I shoot an email to my dean and say, you know, I'll be MIA for the next 2 hours because I'm, you know, going to the doctor or something like that. She may not have any intention of contacting me. It's just a corporate culture courtesy. It's a triple C. So we have to remember, as I talked about last week, we are the best and the brightest, but that's not just letting things go lax. It's not just, oh, okay, I'm going to be efficient on this week. You know, I'll make my hours this week, but I won't make them next week, and I'll make it up at the end. We have situations where interns get to, I always call it pointing your toe at the end of the ballet, because I have years of ballet. And it was always this one person that messed up the whole dance at recital, but they knew what the last move was, and it was usually to point your toe at the end of the dance. So don't be that person who messes up the whole 10 weeks, 12 weeks, but then at the end, you expect the whole company, you expect me and everybody else to help you fix all those hours you didn't make, all those projects you didn't finish, because you want to point your toe at the end of the dance. Your best and brightest is a consistency. It's a confidence in self. It's a trust in your own ability to always do your best, to keep your word. I mean, it's these kinds of things that separate the employees that you would never want to lose and the ones that you can't wait to leave. So we are the best and the brightest. We're going to keep on telling you that you have mental diamonds yet untapped. Keep buffing them off, you know, get a carrot or two out of that and do your best to be successful. Next slide, please. So we're going to break this down. Okay, so on the creation of our first slide. Okay, first of all, you get an approved project that's either in planner or something that you've discussed with your manager or leaders. However you get the project, Andre, I have to quote you again. Ask a question, get a project. But anyway, ask the question. Don't be afraid to ask it, but the best questions stimulate us to get more projects. Okay. So every project that you get, when you get it, you may get it verbally. You may get it in an aha moment of one of the leaders or a manager or something like that. Oh, that's a great idea. Why don't we? But however you get the project, the next step is going to have to be putting it, documenting it in a charter. Okay, interns, this is something that you need to know. I don't care if you leave the internship and you go get a job in basket weaving. If you're going to weave a basket that's going to go out there in e-commerce and get sold on Amazon, you need to write down the specifications of how you're going to do that basket. You know why? Because the basket may run over 10 weeks. The basket may run over 6 weeks if you're in the last part of the graduate internship. And someone needs to take that baton and finish that basket. Doesn't start and end with you. We are a continuum. We are a company. You know, we don't make a widget just because Jane Doe is there to make the widget. That widget is PGIPT for the next term and the next term to build and enhance on it to be the best company we can be. So you have to learn how to do charter. They may call them something different at a different company. They might call it, what do they call them, Margaret? Swim lanes. You know, you might have an agile environment where they say, okay, put a bunch of sticky pain points up on the wall. It's going to be a documentation. It might be an SDLC where your analysis phase needs to be schemed. Whatever the case, you're going to have to document what you're doing. It can't stay in your mind. None of us are mind readers. None of us know, you know, what's going on in your mind. And you might think that it's just second nature, but guess what? It's not. I've got twins, and one will say, Mom, you said so-and-so. The other one will say, you did not. You said so-and-so. Okay, you've got to write it down. Managers are responsible for assisting you in this. So you're not alone on some island trying to write it out. As you write it out, if you have any questions, if you're not sure this is exactly what was intended, talk to your manager. Your managers are responsible for working with you on that. And that goes back to what I was saying about effective department. Chit-chatting is cool. I want everyone to have a good relationship and be friendly and even familial. But we got to get her done, okay? Your families have a whole bunch of fun, but you pay your bills on time if you want a roof over your head. You put gas in the car if you want to drive it. You've got to get things done, okay? And then charter. We have a template, okay? Template, as they say on the East Coast. We have a template, okay? And it seems a little long, but it's iterative. That means that the first page is where you are going back and forth with your manager. Is this what you all mean? Is this what was intended? All these kinds of things. That's really the meat of the charter. Everything else is just for the, it's kind of like we have, you know, I'm the CIO, but I am not better than you or above you or anything. It's just a reporting process because that's how businesses are. So the second page is basically, okay, who's my stakeholder? You know, who's my stakeholder in this? Who's going to be looking at this? Who's going to be signing off on this? I'm not alone. There's other people that I can reach out to participate in this. And then it goes from there. And then the third page is basically for your sake. Yeah, it helps us when we go and we look at it. But it lets, you know, it's you keeping track of, okay, am I in the green? Am I making my milestones? Is everything cool runnings, as they say in Jamaica? Or do I have a little problem here? And that yellow is usually because, as I said before, you need someone from a different department or someone within your department to finish what they're doing so you can do what you want to do. You need some information, you need some more data, you need something so that you can be successful, and you're depending on the quantum energy for that to happen. Or there might be a red, it might be a red stop. Something could have happened that is very significant. You know, don't have the software. I got to this point and the whole thing corrupted. You know, that happens in database and things like that. Or maybe we need someone that knows Python and we just don't have that intern at this time. That's something real significant. Things we need to know so we can do something about it. Push come to shove, I can go to one of the chairs and say, do you have a student that knows Python to at least ask us to answer the question? Or have a professor come in and do a speed course. But I don't know this if you don't keep up with your charter. So you have to update it weekly. And just a non sequitur, this is part and parcel of why the leaders, and Kevin is saying, we want to streamline journals. We want to streamline audits. We want to streamline that stuff so that you're not inundated with gazillions of paperwork. Wouldn't it be great if we could put those two things together, your weekly audit and your journal, if we could combine those in some kind of way and then give you room to remember today is the weekly. So these are the things that we are trying to get done. But the charter is there. It's easy to find. It's under the files. It should be in every department. I know that Charlene has it in her department because that's where I pulled down mine. Okay, so everyone should have one, and it's important that every project have a charter, because we look at these in our leadership meetings. When we say, what's going on, when I say, what's going on with the troops, that's what we're going to pull from. What is this person doing? What is that person doing? And everyone should have at least one charter, if not two, in the file for their department. Next slide, please. If you're asking me questions, I don't have the thing up because I don't want the lag. So just open your mic and talk over me. Okay, so just to remind, because I cannot have a Doc's Corner without quantum teaming. I just can't, because that's my job. That's what I do. When we're talking about listening, okay, I want you to understand, we are not expecting you to come in here having full mastery and expertise of the department or the skill set that is required for your projects. Okay? We expect charter, and how the charter helps have the skill set, and I'm going to learn what I don't know. Okay? A healthy curiosity for whatever you're given. We don't want the mindset of, nobody taught me that. Well, jump in. Jump in. That way you have copious questions. You know, it's one thing to say, nobody taught me Python. And it's another thing to say, I went and I looked at some YouTubes or I studied and everything, and I got this far, but it's not working. Can somebody help me? You know, there's a difference. It's a difference if you say you can't swim sitting on the side of the pool. And it's another thing to be in the water on the baby side. That's okay. And say, I can't swim, because then somebody can say, okay, this is what you do. But they can't teach you how to swim on the side of the pool. We can't teach you how to do it if you don't jump in. So do not silo. I mean, it breaks my heart, you know, when you hear about somebody says, well, you know, I didn't know how, so I just didn't do it. Well, you have your meeting every week. You have communication. I mean, we have open door policy with every level. You know, if you don't feel that you've gotten satisfaction on the manager level, then, I mean, you have directors, VPs, you have PM leadership. You have so many people. You have me, you know, that you can reach out to. So there is no excuse to silo. We did that intentionally to make sure that no one is alone at PGIPT. Okay. We know you're here to gain experience. So you have to jump into, you have to meet us. You have to jump in to get it. Okay? And we expect you to do that in a timely manner. We don't expect that on a Tuesday afternoon. If you've been given a project the previous, not the day before, but the previous Monday or the previous week, we don't expect you to wait 5 days and then say, oh, by the way, I'm working on this. Or wait to AHOD to say, you know, I was given this project, but I'm still stuck on this. Why wait to AHOD to do that? You should have done that before. And if it goes to a second week, don't think we don't notice that it's the same presentation with the same stuck point. Okay? So the way to overcome that uncertainty is to look for something to anticipate. Look for a way to jump into that. Look for someone to help you. Okay? And that is fully entangling with your colleagues. And if you say, hey, I'm stuck here and I don't know how to do this in a meeting, and you don't feel that you get the feedback you need, then say, maybe you didn't hear me, but I don't know, you know, I'm stuck here and I want to go past this. And then, like I said, there is a chain that you can go up so that somebody can shake you loose from that and get you going in the right direction. Like being stuck in the snow. You know, there's somebody that'll come by. Always happens with me, and helps you push yourself out of that place. You know, there's someone always there to help you. Okay. And we want to see that each intern that you have measurably participated, not just something out of your head. You know, I've been working on this. I've been thinking about this and, you know, and I just can't figure it out. I looked at some videos, but you know, that didn't help me get past it, you know, on and on. We've all done it. We all know how it's done. Okay, we want to see a measurable participation in at least 2 completed projects before you leave the internship. I know. I mean, it's like one of the candidates said, you know, I wrote the damn thing. I know what is possible in terms of looking, you know, thinking long and not smart. I know somebody can fool around with 1 or 2, you know, 1 project or so for 10 weeks. But who are you hurting? That's your money down the drain. And you can take that piece of paper if you want to and go walk into an interview and say, look, I have the piece of paper. And they'll, what have you done for me lately? What have you done? So we push doing. You know, your academic side pushes the paper and we push the doing. So we are going to look at the end of the course when your evaluation comes forward. If you have completed or participated in completing at least 2 projects, okay, leaving a legacy, okay? I don't want to see, and I used to really push this and I got away from it. I'm back, okay? We don't want to see a whole week of research that has no measurable deliverable, okay? Give your week, you know, like 3 weeks of research. Now that's different in CS. Keep in mind, you may be sent out to research something, and then as a result, and it actually has something you have to do, like, you know, a ping test or you know, a pen test or something like that. You know, that's different. That's an activity. But just, you know, looking at videos, I looked at videos and I learned this. That I before E except after T, after C. Well, you know, I don't know how much weight I'm going to give to that. Okay, and I may have to have a talk with your manager if that's all they're giving you. Okay, so not more than 3 hours in your 10 weeks. We want to see an active output. And we want to see 7 hours of measurable project superposition. Working on your project, working with your team, whatever the case might be. But now that we've had our assimilation back into the internship 2020, and we have new interns coming in, we want to see some superposition, some activity. And we also will be a part of that. Next slide, please. So to sum up, because I'm done, I think I have one more slide after this. Project centricity, focusing on your project is focusing on your customer. And wherever you go after this, whatever job that you work on, the bottom line is the commerce. meaning that the bottom line is making the money. How do they make the money? They make the money through the customer. Okay? So by focusing on your project, even though you may not be the end point, you may not be the front facing with the customer, you are part of the value chain. You are part of the production chain that leads to that customer and leads to our money. And that can be what I always tell you, our shareholders are the dean and the VP. And your projects getting done and going forward is how we justify asking for more money, which comes in and gives you more software, more experiences, and things like that, so that you can be better prepared when you go out and look for that big job. Okay? So projects must deliver value. And you think expands when you do something like what Andre is leaving us is videos and organizational charts and things like that that we can use next term, even though he's gone. So it's a legacy. When you think about your projects, don't just think about them in terms of, okay, well, this is what I'm doing for 10 weeks. So I'm going to graduate, get my paper, and then bye-bye. You know, no, your project, you want to see your project. Some of the things that Marjorie and I use to, you know, for new interns and things like that are right now on a spreadsheet that was made by an intern 4 years ago. He left a legacy. He did such a good job that we still use it. And there's some other reasons we still use it too, but that's the main reason that it works for us. And it works for anyone who works within it. It has all the details we need to know where you guys are, how to contact you, these kinds of things, what your interests are, things like this that we have gotten along the way. Okay, so think legacy in your project. How is this project going to further the success of the company? And that's what you're going to say in your interview. You're going to say, I created this project, I did this thing, and as a result of that, the company was able to do A, B, C, D. But you can only do that if you think legacy. Okay, so there's stakeholders, and that might be made up of me, it might be made up of Kevin, it might be made up of us, and as I said before, the dean, the VP of the school, and things like that. It can go all the way up the chain. In the case of software development and web design, they have a physical client in California. It goes up to them. So it's very important that you think in terms of this is a deliverable, okay? And your stakeholders and our shareholders, the next. I mean, we're going to miss. They ultimately decide what the value is of the things that we do. So you think about what you're getting out of it. We always tell you that with your mental diamonds, but you also have to think in terms of, is this something I'd want the dean to see? Am I proud enough of this that when Dot goes and brags about me to the dean, I'm going to be proud of it? Does it really add value, or is it just something I piece together to get a grade? Because after 15 years of working at Purdue alone, I know the difference. Okay? And then finally, think. We encourage you to think. Don't just follow the leader. Don't just, what do you want me to do? Don't be like that. Don't, you know? Another thing that breaks my heart, it's like, what do you want out of this? What do you want? Well, how are you looking at, how did you take ownership of? I mean, these kinds of things. You know how they say you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? What are you drinking? You know, we want to see that. Okay? And when you think about it, back to value, every project, every business, Marjorie can tell you this. She has a couple of degrees in both IT and business. She can tell you, and I can tell you, there's always a triple constraint that's in the back end. And that triple constraint is time, cost, and quality. Okay? As I've already said. So we always assess this as where your success is, that your project is delivered on time, it's within budget, okay, and the required quality criteria. You know, if we're waiting on a, and nobody gets to laugh here, leaders, if we're waiting on a database for over a year, at that point, our whole data has changed, hasn't it? If we are a successful company, if we are a growing company, then the data you started with back when dinosaurs are small is no longer the expanse of the data we need today. We've grown. So many of our interns come back that were here 3 or 4 years ago when we owned them. And he said, this is what I think. And they come to an AHOT as a guest and go, wow, this internship has grown so much since we were here. Wow. So time is important. And the longer it takes to do it, the more problems you have with your budget. You know, that's why they say the time value of money, not to get too much into that. But if you're as old as me, if you remember Popeye, it was Wimpy. And Wimpy would say, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Well, no, Wimpy, because on Tuesday, the value of that dollar may be different. The value of that dollar could be 80 cents. My son just invested some money in Google, and we just got the printout because time for taxes or whatever. We lost $8. We lost eight. I mean, it's not a big deal, but we lost $8 in administrative costs. And I thought to myself, I should have kept that money under my bed, darn it. So you see, the longer it takes, you take that risk of less money. Conversely, your money could go up. But you're not guaranteed of that. The only thing you're guaranteed of is if you're on time, you have already made the calculations of what the money's going to be. You know, what you plan to make out of this endeavor. Okay, and last is quality. If you don't do it right the first time, guess what? You got to do it again, which throws you back into a time problem. Okay? So, something to you too. Do you want to go out into the world? Do you want to be that employee that someone always has to come behind? Believe me, there are those where, and the boss comes and says, could you redo this? You know, could you add to this? Or could you do another version of this? Because that particular employee is inefficient and they're looking for a convenient time to say, let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. So anyway, all these things are things that you should think about in terms of being proud of yourself, of actually going out there and saying, I know I'm a mental diamond. I know that if I have the right infrastructure, I can be a rock star. I can be a boss, you know, versus, if I could just work for somebody, you know, it's a whole different schema. And the people that have the previous attitude about themselves and their ability and then reinforce that with an attention to detail, with quality, with always doing their best, those are the people that are running things. Those are the people that can actually think six figures, seven figures. They can actually think that because they know they're worth it. Okay. So anyway, the 2020 lag is over. We all had it. I had it. It was like, oh, man. Okay, but it's over. We got to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and get busy. And we got to make our company the best company it can be. The practices you have at this company can be transferred to wherever you go to make a living. Whatever promotion you ask for, if you're going to stay at your existing employer to make a living. Or how about this? Start your own thing. Okay? I mean, all these things are open to you if you do your best. And so we're trying to send people out there with a strong a strong dedication to quantum teaming, no matter what you go into. If you go into total quality management, if you go into Six Sigma, if you go into an agile environment or a waterfall environment, whatever environment you go into, quantum teaming won't leave you. You know the energy that it takes to be successful as an individual and as a team. Next slide, please. In closing, I want to say farewell to the following graduating interns. We never close the door. It's you that have your sea legs. It's you that have your wings, and you're going to go out and make us proud. If you ever want to come back and check with us, if you ever want to take on a mentor or consultant position through GITA, which we call Pay It Forward, please let us know. But Andre, it's been a pleasure. I wish I had you longer because I was going to promote you to IT coordinator because I like your organizational skills, how you take ownership of your projects, and just your overall light in what you've done. Liza, I have, Elizabeth, I have taught you a lot on the academic side, and I wish you the best in your graduation. Rhoda, we have walked a special path. We're not going to discuss it, but I tell you, I held on to her like my last dollar bill. I was like, Rhoda! So all the best to each one of you. And as I said, consider joining GITA. And that's it for me.